Well, it was a good night in that sense. I thought we executed pretty well at times. Look, it's a team sport, man. I mean, those guys were catching the ball, making some great plays. Aaron, Gronk, Chad, Dion West. There was a lot of tough looks out there that we got, and guys really stayed aware of the situations, and we made enough plays to win. That's the goal. I mean, we were coming down here to win, and this is always a tough place to play. I felt like the game was about 6 hours long, so, you know, we got a short week coming up, and got to get home tonight and start getting to work on San Diego.
How much are you going to miss your center, Colbert?
Yeah, that's tough, man. He's the best. There's no one like him. I think he and I have a great chemistry between the two of us. We always have, and he's one of my great friends, and hopefully he's back at some point.
How would you describe the pace at which you guys played offense, and how much do you enjoy that style of play?
Well, it's a fine line between, you know, putting pressure on the defense and playing out of control. And I thought at times we did both. And you never really want to play out of control on offense. But it was a good pace at times. Gave them some problems, but other times they adjusted to it. And, you know, we got to find ways to execute better at times also.
How much do you enjoy that? Just the idea of putting pressure on?
Going fast. I enjoy scoring points, though. Whatever the hell we need to do to score points, that's what I enjoy doing. Sometimes we go fast, sometimes we go slow. It's just a matter of, you know, what the point of the drive is, how we're trying to execute, and ultimately trying to get the ball in the end zone.
What was different tonight? What was different tonight about the other nights? Miami gives you a tough game sometimes. Tonight, you had a record performance.
I'd say it was a tough game. I wouldn't say it was easy at all. I just thought we made enough plays out there, some exceptional plays by in the passing game by some of those receivers making catches, and the offensive line did an incredible job. Cameron Wake, I mean, he's one of the best pass rushers in the league. Jason Taylor, he's an incredible player. You know, it's a very good defensive line, athletic group of linebackers, good secondary. I thought, you know, they made some plays on us. We made a few more than them.
Tom, did you that protection you got, especially with some backups in there?
Yeah. Well, I think they did a great job protecting. And there's a lot of communication that goes on between quarterback and the offensive line. And for new guys being in there, I thought, you know, the communication was good, especially on the road, the first game of the year, a lot of silent count. I thought it was great communication. That was a great positive for tonight.
Did you scheme the middle, or did you pick that up in the middle of the game? They seemed to be leaving you a lot of space in there for your tight ends, and a couple times you had some of your wide guys down there too.
Yeah, well, I think it's as an offense, we're trying to throw it where they're not. So sometimes it's heavy in the middle and you throw it outside. Sometimes it's heavy on the outside, you throw it inside. I mean, we're always trying to take advantage of whatever we see, and I think we have enough guys in the passing game that can exploit different areas of the defense. So every defense has a strength and weakness, and offensively we're trying to find that weakness and execute, you know, at a high level against it.
What did you see on the touchdown
pass? Supposed to be a possession receiver. Did you envision him having a 99-yarder in him?
That was pretty awesome. When I saw him break away, and I mean, it was awesome. You know, coach never lets us run that route in practice because he's like, I'm sick of Welker running, you know, seam routes. Like, I don't want to see that. I mean, all training camp, that's all we heard. So hopefully we won't have to hear that again for a while.
Did you check to that? And did you say, if I hit this, it might go?
You never know when it's going to go. I mean, it was man-to-man. Wes ran a great route. I threw it. He made a hell of a catch and a hell of a run after catch. I mean, I only threw it 25 yards. It wasn't like I threw it 99 yards. I mean, Wes did all the work. I just had to put it out there for him.
Tom, do you remember the last time that you would have taken a snap from someone other than Copen?
It's been a long time. I mean, we're certainly going to miss him. But at the same time, other guys have to step in and do the job. I mean, I think that's part of what this game's all about, is other guys stepping in when they're called upon and executing just like Cope would be in there. And hopefully we get him back at some point. Last question.
How much did fatigue play a role in the success tonight? The Dolphins, obviously, a lot of guys cramping out of the game. And how did you guys get in such great shape during camp? Because the weather conditions clearly in South Florida are different.
Well, we were pretty fatigued, too. I think it goes both ways. There was a couple times where all the receivers were looking over at the sideline like, give me a break. So, you know, it's hot. I mean, you see, we're still hot. But we tried to play at a fast tempo and take advantage of some of the opportunities that we got when they weren't ready to go, and you know, I thought we did a decent job of that. So
thanks, Tom.
Thanks, guys.